To promote economic nationalism and counter Indian war mania, economic nationalists urged the government and key policymakers to pursue rigorous economic diplomacy to secure its high exports, inflows of foreign direct investments, FDIs, revenues, and continued International Monetary Fund, IMF, support. They said this should be achieved through pragmatic foreign policy and promoting meaningful and effective international engagements and economic consultations with close allies such as China, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Turkey, Qatar, and even the USA. Talking to the Express Tribune, they emphasized the need to channel surplus funds of the domestic banking industry to maintain economic stability, support sustainability, expand consumer lending, and promote human development. The State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, governor, must announce some concessions for major industries such as textiles, steels, cement, pharmaceuticals, and garments in their payments to the banking industry during the ongoing war situation. A nationalistic appeal should be made to all Pakistanis living abroad to send maximum workers' remittances to the country, they said. Spreading the spirit of economic nationalism and prioritizing public welfare over ruthless corporate profit, they said community development is far more desirable than the formation of undesired cartels. United we stand and disunited we perish should be our motto, they added. India's hawkish politicians, military junta, and certain segments of the society have already gone mad creating war euphoria to serve their vested interests and gain political support in the upcoming state elections. Pakistan's policymakers must form holistic and comprehensive policies in terms of price and financial stability, energy and food security, and smooth functioning of the stock exchange. Additionally, focusing on controlled speculation, consolidating currency parity and foreign reserves, and expanding petroleum storage will help maintain economic stability, social harmony, and political unity, commented the economic nationalists. When it comes to water-related tensions, they said the Indian government has unilaterally suspended the Indus Water Treaty, IWT, and is using it as a tool to pressurize Pakistan. Unfortunately, since its inception, successive Indian governments have pursued hegemonic water terrorism against Pakistan, damaging the country's water supplies, crops, properties, lands, and citizens. It is high time for Pakistan to proactively consider making numerous bodies of water, start the construction of mini, medium, and large dams on a regular basis, and implement comprehensive water conservation policies and technologies. Additionally, adopting hydrogen power generation and developing an extensive network of canals for smooth and easy cultivation in the country could be greatly beneficial, they noted.